From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The UN Security Council Friday unanimously adopted a resolution to identify those who have used chlorine and other toxic chemicals in attacks in Syria. The resolution sets up a team of experts to determine who perpetrated, organized, or sponsored attacks using chlorine and other toxic weapons. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says the resolution will send a strong message.
This is an important closing of a gap, and it should, at least as it relates to chemical weapons, again, mitigate the sense of impunity that perpetrators have enjoyed.
Until now, the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, has only been authorized to determine when chemical weapons were used, but not who used them. The Taliban is claiming responsibility for a suicide bombing at a police academy that killed at least 25 recruits Friday. Witnesses say that the bomber entered a crowd of police officers as they were entering the academy building and then detonated an explosive charge. A Taliban spokesman said at least 27 others were wounded. It was the second deadly blast in Kabul on Friday. The explosion came just hours after a suicide bomber killed at least 15 people and wounded more than 200 others in downtown Kabul. Sources say the morning truck bomb exploded in a heavily populated area near a government compound. A gang of about six men armed with machetes and cleavers hacked a blogger to death in Bangladesh Friday. 40-year-old Niloy Chakrabarty was known for his atheist views. His death is the fourth such death in Bangladesh this year. This is VOA News.